Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. I have found one of the most beautiful things at Christmas time is to give an intentional gift. To me, it's not so much about receiving. Yes, I love to receive, but to give a thoughtful gift at Christmas time. There's so much beauty in that, to prepare a gift, to think about it, to intentionally step into that and say, what can I do that is meaningful? And then in that moment, see the beauty, the surprise, the joy that happens when that gift is given. There is a strong parallel in the spiritual with how we give to God. There's something powerful about giving with intention. And I want to talk to you over the next few weeks, but what does it mean to give with intention? What's so important about a well-thought-out gift from the heart of God? I want to start this whole series by saying that what we do with God should be relational, not religious. Look at somebody and say, relational, not religious. When we come to faith, it's relational, not religious. Our journey with God is relational, not religious. And when we give to God, it should also be relational, not religious. This is where the whole intentional part comes in. God wants us to understand that He's a relational God, having a relationship with relational people, because He designed us that way. He designed our relationship with Him that way. Our whole faith experience is meant to be relational, not religious. And if we look at Abraham, he was the father of the faith. He is the father of the faith. And Scripture tells us in Galatians 3:7, understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. So Abraham shows us the beginning place of our faith. He shows us many components of our faith, how that starts out and what that should look like. So when we look at Abraham, we learn many things about our journey of faith. And what happened with Abraham was this. Before giving or tithing was a religious rule, it was a relational response. It was a relational thing. Abraham giving to God predated any rule or commandment on tithing or giving. He was just, it was an outflow of his relationship with God. There was no normative practice or formality of giving back. Just a heart that Abraham had to respond with thankfulness. The Jewish religion had not been founded, and so there wasn't this codified laws. The Christian religion had not been founded, so there was no laws. But there was a relationship between Abraham and God that sparked this response of an intentional gift. In Genesis 14, I want to tell you about a story, and this is, it's about Abraham, and his nephew was actually taken captive. Yeah. And Genesis 14 tells us the story that Lot was in Sodom, and he's probably wrong place, wrong time type of situation, but he's taken hostage by these four kings. These four kings, they raided the surrounding areas. They raided Sodom and Gomorrah, and they took the plunder, and they took many captives with them. And Abraham, being a man of faith, an uncle that was responding out of relationship, took 318 men from his work crew and headed out to surprise attack these four kings. These four kings had just defeated many other kings in the area, and they had captives, but that didn't move Abraham, because he was a man of faith, to know that he would be faced with four kings and four armies, because he was a man of faith. Now, on his way back, God gave him the victory. He surprise attacked these four kings. He got his nephew back. But the important part of the story is when he comes back, he runs into a priest called Melchizedek. And we don't know much about Melchizedek, but we know that he was a priest of God. And he shows up and he blesses Abraham. And the response from Abraham is to give an intentional gift. There was no rule, there was no set standard that you needed to or had to give back, but it was something that Abraham was saying, thank you for helping me defeat these four kings. Thank you, God, for helping me get my nephew and his family back. And out of this thanksgiving was an intentional gift. So Abraham gives him a tithe. It's the first place we hear about tithe in the Bible, or a 10% of the spoils. And there was no rule, no law, just a desire in Abraham to respond to a relationship that he had with God. Abraham was not in a religious mind frame at that time. He was in a fighting mind frame, I assure you. He was in a mindset of thanksgiving. And the gift was based out of relationship, not religion. I want to teach you something over the next few weeks. And I want you to see that in God there is no lack. In God there is no lack. God wants to get us to the place where we have more than enough, because He's a more than enough kind of God. Yeah. One of His names is Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. And Abraham, if we're still looking at Abraham, we're going to see that he always had more than enough. Sometimes we can struggle with lack, or we may struggle with not having enough, but that's not God's desire for us. I want you to know that that's not God's desire for you. If you're struggling right now, God has something more for you. There's no scripture in the Bible that you can find where Abraham is struggling, scraping by, trying to get by. He exemplifies that God is more than enough. What we read about Abraham is he goes here, he does this, and God blesses him. Then he goes over here, and he does something else, and God blesses him. And God is always on his journey, blessing Abraham more and more. If we're to look at Abraham and say he's the father of the faith, he's a person that we see that is this idyllic type of person of faith, then we should see in that that God has more than enough for us.
Yes, He does.
We see in Abraham's life, God's blessings are always chasing or finding him or following him, meeting him wherever he is. Galatians 3:29 says, "And now that you belong to Christ, you are true children of," here it comes again, "Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promises to Abraham belong to you." Look at somebody and say, God's promises to Abraham belong to me. God's promises to Abraham belong to you. If you are in Christ, you are now the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. So why does Scripture call us children of Abraham? Why does it call us the heirs of God's promise to him? Because God started something long ago with Abraham that became a spiritual legacy that he built the Jewish faith on, he built the Christian faith on, and that is, we can trace it back to this fundamental concept that he was blessed to be a blessing. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. Through Abraham, God blessed many people. Through Abraham, God blessed many nations. And so we see that, and we see that out of Abraham came who? Isaac, came Jacob, came Judah, came David, came Jesus. And God continued to bless through Abraham. Genesis 12, 2 and 3 says, this is what he said to Abraham, "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others." How many would like that to rest on your life? That he would make you famous, and he would make you a blessing to others. Now, that not might not look like famous, like the world says famous, but he will make you known as God's blessing is on you.
Yes.
He will make you known for the blessing of God being upon you, and you will be a blessing to others. Verse 3, I will bless those who bless you and curse those that treat you with contempt. All the families on the earth will be blessed through you. We are a continuation of what God began with Abraham. God said, I'm going to bless all the families of the earth through you. God wants us to be a part of that legacy of being blessed to be a blessing. How many believe that? God wants you, God wants me, God wants us to be blessed to be a blessing. Raise your hand if you believe that. There's some people with their hands down. You don't believe it yet. All right. Hopefully by the end of this service, you're going to believe it. If somebody didn't raise their hand next to you, just say, I'm going to pray for you. That you'll get it. That God wants to bless you to be a blessing to others. We are the spiritual continuation of what God began with Abraham. God blessed him to be a blessing, and it started from there. It was relational, not religious. What did the founders of the Jewish faith say? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the relational God, right? And so God is doing something relational, not religious. Abraham received so much from the Lord because God wanted to bless others through him. You see, your heart has to be right. If you're holding tightly to everything that God blesses you with, you're going to short-circuit what God is trying to do through you. God blessed Abraham so much because God was blessing others through him. How many would like for God to bless you so much because he wants to bless others through you? Well, God wants that too. That is the whole emphasis of us being a continuation. He wants us to be a continuation of what he did through Abraham. God wants us to experience that exchange that is similar to what happens at Christmas time. We receive and we give. We give and we receive. God wants us to be blessed, to be a blessing. I hope this increases your faith today. Because God wants you to know there is more. Look at somebody and say, there is more. There's more. God wants to do more through you. God wants to do more through your family to build the kingdom of God. He wants to bless you so you can bless others in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that? God wants to bless you so you can bless others in the name of Jesus. And it's not always financial. I make that clear. But God wants to bless you to have an overflow that you can bless others in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we have to understand, though, there's two sides to the blessing. Two sides, like a coin. There's two sides to the blessing. There's giving and there's receiving. There's giving and there's receiving. This is the two components that I want to talk about here. With the blessing, you need both to operate in God's blessing. The one part that we love to talk about is the receiving. God bless me. Let me receive your blessing. Bless my finances. Bless my family. And we are praying for the blessing, to receive the blessing. Everyone wants to prosper. And God does want to give us something. And that's not bad. But there's the other side of the coin that we have to understand. Look at somebody and say, you got to understand this part. And that is, this is how the spiritual dynamic works. You'll never receive everything that God has for you unless you understand the other side of this spiritual dynamic. It's giving. I have to give once I've received. Right? And I have to give to receive again. It's a spiritual dynamic. And we can miss this if we miss and we don't understand the power of giving in proportion to the blessing. There's giving that comes after the receiving. There's giving that comes before the receiving. And it's always a cycle. There is always a cycle in the Spirit. Giving, then receiving. As you sow, you will you will reap. Right? And so there's giving, there's receiving. There's receiving, then giving. The problem is that sometimes after we have received, we stop giving. And we stop our own cycle of blessing because we forget to sow the next seed. We receive a blessing from God and then we don't sow. So we stop our own supply. The supply that God wants to bring into our life, because God is not going to violate His own principles. Right? Scripture says, don't think that God is going to be mocked. What you sow, you will reap. And where we don't sow, we cannot expect to reap there. But it is a cycle that God wants to do in our life of receiving, then giving, then receiving, then giving, then receiving, then giving. It's like a relationship. A relationship is a two-way street.
Yes, it is.
This is what we have to understand. A relationship is reciprocal in nature, right? You have to reciprocate when somebody communicates with you. You have to reciprocate when someone does an act of kindness towards you. It's reciprocal in nature. Healthy relationships are reciprocal in nature. I give, I receive. I receive, I give. That's healthy relationship. That's healthy communication. I talk, you listen. You listen, I talk. It's like playing tennis. You hit the ball, you give the ball, you receive the ball. You give the ball, you can't expect to just receive all the time and never give. Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody like that? They just always wanted to receive something from you, but they didn't really want to give anything, or they didn't want to give back enough. You know, sometimes you call those relationships like somebody's taking all the time, but they never want to give back. It's exhausting, right? God doesn't want to have a relationship with us like that. What do we get? We give prayer, right? We give our time to have relationship, right? We give our finances, or we strike covenant through tithing, right? It's giving, it's receiving. It's giving, it's receiving. So the same thing that's true about a natural relationship is true about our spiritual relationship with God. And guess what? He gave first. I love it. I didn't even talk to Minister Marielle, and she was talking about this gift. He gave first. Before we ever gave anything, before He even asked anything of us, He gave us the breath in our lungs. He gave us redemption through Jesus Christ. He's been given all along. He is the giver. John 3:16, for God so loved that He gave. He loves people. He loved the world that He gave. And so we see it's reciprocity that activates the cycle of blessing in our life. And as we grow in God, we begin to give back to Him, right? Our prayer life grows.
Yes.
We're giving in our prayer. Our desire to serve. Now we're serving. We're finding ways to give back. And so as our relationship grows, as we reciprocate, we grow deeper, we grow stronger, and we're truly blessed. But if we never learn to reciprocate in our relationship with God, something will always be missing from the blessing. If we don't give back to God, something will always be missing or lacking from the blessing. But here's the great thing. Our relationship starts with God by receiving. It doesn't start with us giving anything, right? We receive salvation. We receive redemption. We receive His grace. We receive His love. But if we want to grow deeper in Him, we have to learn to reciprocate. We have to intentionally give back to God. How do we give back? We talked about it. We pray. We obey. We tithe. We give. We serve. We follow His commands, right? Jesus said, if you really love me, obey my commands, right? Don't just stand around and follow me around for the handouts and the food and the miracles, right?
Right.
He said, if you really love me, if you really have relationship with me, follow my commands. If we don't understand the reciprocal component of natural relationships, how will we understand the reciprocal nature of our spiritual relationship with God? God teaches so many spiritual things by having us look at nature, right? God wants to reveal some revelation to us about how the Spirit works, and he says, look at nature. Look at the lion, look at the lamb, look at the ant, look at the snake, look at the deer. All throughout Scripture, look at nature so you can understand something in the Spirit. The reciprocal nature of a healthy relationship with a person, you can learn that how to have a healthy relationship with God. It's normal. The bigger person always gives first. Before anybody gives, the parent gives. Or the grandparent gives love. Or the older sibling gives love. Before that baby, before that younger child can give anything back, first they have received. Our relationship with God is the same. He is greater, and he first loved us. He first gave to us. But to be in relationship with him, at some point we must also give. We must reciprocate to create a healthy relational cycle with God. God wants us to understand it's relational, not religious. It's relational. This is not religious. Jesus said in Matthew 6:9, pray like this, our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. Jesus wanted us to know God wants our relationship with him to be based off of relationship, not religion. Pray to him like this, our Father. Think of him like this, as a Father. He is your heavenly Father. Matthew 7:11. So, if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? So, God wants us to understand God is a relational God. He wants to have a relationship with us as a Father. And he gives good gifts. He's a Father. He's relational. And he gives good gifts. He desires the context of our communion with him to be relational. And he has set the tone by giving to us first. He said, this is how I want our relationship to work. Watch me as your Father. I'm going to give. I'm going to give you life. I'm going to give you protection. I'm going to give you redemption. I'm going to give you grace. I'm going to model generosity to you so that as you grow and as you mature, there's going to be reciprocity. There's going to be a cycle of me giving and you giving and me giving and you giving. There is giving and there is receiving. In our relationship with God. I hope this touches your heart, not just your head today. Because there's more. God has more for you, and God has more through you to build his kingdom. But there's a cycle that has to be active in our lives. This cycle is a benefit to us. It's not taking from us. If you really understand the way this works in the Spirit, you are not giving first. He gave first. My giving is a response to his giving, and it creates a cycle, a spiritual dynamic. I receive from the Lord, therefore I give to the Lord. He gave me the job, therefore I give back to him. That's the concept of tithing, really. It's quite simple. God gives me the job. I honor him back with the tithe to say, God, I'm thankful for this relational dynamic we have here. And God, I'm thankful that you blessed me. And I give back. And he gives. And I give. And he gives. And the giving and the receiving creates a cycle of blessing. in our life, but it's relational. It's not religious. It's not about a law. Yes, there's a spiritual law about tithing, but it's not about that as much as it is about his relationship with us. All of this is based off his love and his relationship with us. And he wants us to understand it's the giving that unlocks the next cycle of receiving. We can't get to that next cycle of receiving until we give. And so I give because I love him, and I also know it activates a cycle. And God wants that cycle in our lives because he wants to bless us, and he wants to be us to be a blessing because of the blessing that he's given us. He wants us to be blessed to be a blessing. The giving and the receiving, the sowing and the reaping. My heart is that we would learn to give with intention. I want to talk about that. And please don't be offended if you have lack in your life. Because I want to challenge you that there is power in this spiritual dynamic. If you want to unlock more in your life, you have to activate the cycle of reciprocity. The spiritual dynamic of I have received, now I give. And there's a harvest in that. God in heaven thought of the most intentional, wonderful, and perfect gift to us in the person of Jesus. I'm thankful for that. But it also stirs something in me to give back. Causes me to want to serve. It causes me to want to love. It causes me to want to pray. It causes me to want to give of my financial resources. Why? Because he first gave to me. This relationship creates a spiritual cycle with God of giving and receiving. And it goes into every area and aspect of our life. It's not just financial. We are giving in every way. It causes us, when we really understand what he has given and what we have received, it makes us want to give back in every dimension of our lives. I want to give of my time. I want to give of my love. I want to give of my prayers. I want to give of my gift. I want to give of my finances. Why? Because he first gave to me. And I want to create cycles, spiritual cycles. God wants to do more, but it starts with understanding reciprocity. There's receiving, and then there's giving. There's giving, and there's receiving. Giving with intention is about relationship.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.